This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Last month, audition judges for the next Van Cliburn International Piano Competition heard contest hopefuls in the Russian capital of Moscow. Cliburn won his big competition there 59 years ago. KERA was in Moscow and talked to some of the young pianists playing for that career-making break. Every 4 years in late spring, young pianists from around the world land in Fort Worth, nervously eager to change their lives. Some are still students, others teach and give the occasional concert. All are accomplished musicians. At 28, Russian native Nikita Abrosimov is close to the Cliburn competition's cutoff age of 30. He says the competition's big prize isn't really the $50,000 gold medal money.
We try to get to the concert career. That's why we enter competitions.
Top Cliburn finishers win 3 years of professional management, bookings, and publicity. Abrosimov has been to Fort Worth before. He was in the last competition. Today, he's in a little performance hall in Moscow's Tchaikovsky Conservatory. He just played his 40-minute audition for a handful of people in the audience and 5 Cliburn judges. He says Van Cliburn's 1958 win at the first Tchaikovsky competition here still resonates.
It was so powerful that still, after so many years, it has huge impression on both professionals and music lovers. The name of Van Cliburn means a lot to Russian people, and Van Cliburn loved Russian culture, Russian music, and the Russian audience also loved Van Cliburn.
Across the world, 146 pianists are auditioning for 30 spots. 10 played here in Moscow. They pick their program to show off their strengths. Dasol Kim of South Korea flew to Moscow from Berlin, where he's lived for 12 years. He played all 24 Chopin Preludes, Opus 28, an iconic piano masterpiece.
Because it's just one big work that's really compact and really pianistic, in my opinion. So I've decided that I can show as many qualities as possible, you know, in one piece.
The Cliburn is the only international contest that sends judges to 7 cities, including Seoul, London, Hanover, for live auditions.
I think this is a crucial part of the Cliburn.
Jacques Marquis is the Cliburn's president and CEO.
When you think of hearing them on tapes or today on videos, there's nothing that tells you more than listening to them live. They will tour after that in many halls with many good and crappy pianos. How they can adapt with this, and this is part of the career.
In Moscow, pianists had to manage distracting music coming from practice rooms and even construction sounds down the hall. UNT piano professor Pamela Mia Paul said she and her 4 fellow judges were not seeking the best manager, but that special voice.
There are certain people who are just going to jump out at you, and we all may have different people who jump out at us, but people that you just remember.
Maybe, says another judge, Michel Beroff, that young, memorable player will be the next superstar who lasts half a century.
You don't find easily Horowitz, von Cliburn every single year, even 4 years. So we just hope to find his kind of great talent. We're not sure. Until now, I didn't heard that person, but I'm expecting to hear it.
Jacques Marquis uses a cooking metaphor.
They can do everything today. Then that doesn't mean that you're a chef if you have all the good ingredients. And what we're looking is someone who can do better with the same tools. Everybody has almost the same tools. Then that doesn't make you a chef. Then we're listening to find the chef.
Judges sample the next round of piano concoctions February 8th in New York, with the last audition round February 15th in Fort Worth. The 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition starts May 25th. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.